This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 1:31 p.m. Three people were found dead inside an Andover home early Thursday, but there is no continuing threat to the public, according to Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker and Andover Police Chief Patrick Keefe. Shortly after 3 a.m., Andover police received a 911 call. The caller gave the address as 48 Porter Road. When officers responded, they found three people inside dead from apparent gunshot wounds. Based on the evidence on scene, police do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the public. The incident is under investigation by troopers from the Essex County District Attorney's Office, State Police Detective Unit, other elements of the Massachusetts State Police, and the Andover Police Department. Beverly City councilors are criticizing the latest Varian cleanup plan for their contaminated site. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the councilors referred to the plan as business as usual. The councilors expressed concern that the Varian cleanup plan was going to take too long to fully implement. Varian announced their plan about 2 weeks ago. In other city news in Beverly, the council announced that there are four finalists for the position of Beverly Airport Manager. They are Scott Anderson, William Hamer, Gabriel Hannafin, and James Nall. No other details on the candidates were released. The old Daily Item building in downtown Lynn on Exchange Street has been renovated and is now a mixed-use building. The Daily Item reports that currently all 31 apartments in the 128-year-old building have been rented. When the Item sold the building in 2018, they moved their offices to a Monroe Street location and later moved to their current offices at the Edison Building in Lynn. Residents in downtown Salem are sounding safety concerns over coyotes in the city. The Salem News is reporting today that with coyote mating season underway and with sightings on the increase, Salem officials have alerted residents to be careful. Dustin Luca has a story in today's paper as he reports that state officials say coyotes become more active this time of year and that pet owners should take precaution. Two local coaches headline our sports coverage. Bill Newell with sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the 76ers 106-99 last night. Derek White with 19 points. They will host the Hornets tomorrow night. The Bees' next game will be Saturday afternoon at home against the Capitals. In boys' hockey last night, St. John's prep coach Christian Hansen picked up his 300th coaching win with an 8-1 prep win over Bishop Feehan. We have a sports post with all of last night's scores. Swampscott has a new head football coach, Peter Bush. Bush is a teacher at the high school and has been serving as the team's defensive coordinator. Bush is a former Swampscott player, and his dad, Bill Bush, is a former Swampscott head football coach. New Big Blue football coach, Peter Bush.
I'm really excited to get started. I've been fortunate enough, with my father to kind of grow up around Big Blue football and Big Blue athletics, and to be able to come back here in 2010 and be, be on the staff and be a teacher at the high school. I feel really fortunate, and the things that I've learned over the years, starting when I started coaching right out of college in New Hampshire, and the lessons I learned from John Sullivan at Danvers, and obviously working under Steve Nabowski and Bobby Serino here, I've had great mentors. I've had people that have really taken time to teach me how to be a great coach, and how to get the best out of the kids. I think that's one of the most valuable things that I've learned is to really make sure that each kid reaches their potential and teaching them the life lessons that you get from the game of football, of learning about sacrifice, and commitment, and being part of a team. I'm really excited and really thankful to all the people that have helped me get to this place.
Bush will be taking over from former coach Bob Serino, who stepped down at the end of last season. Bush was just notified of his selection for the job yesterday.
I was informed by Coach Serino and Kelly Wolf and Linda O'Keefe today, actually, during my X-Block study hall. So it was quite a surprise. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but I'm really excited and honored to be named head coach, and I'm really looking forward to getting started.
We have a complete interview with Peter Bush available on our website. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.